Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 46. Jace. Did I want to see Allie pregnant with my child? Fuck yes. Maybe 3 or 4 or even 5 of them one day. Nothing turned me on more. All I had been thinking about for the past 3 years was having a family with her. And for the past 2, it had seemed like it would never come to fruition. But we were back together, and I couldn't fuck it up now because all those chances of starting a big, loving family with her would go straight out the fucking window if I wasn't careful. "Be back for dinner," Allie's mom called from upstairs. "We're going out." After peering up the stairs and frowning, Allie turned to me. "Do you think my mom is going to be okay here alone?" she asked me, clasping her hands together, that dazed look on her face quickly fading. "I don't want anything to happen to her." "She spent almost 3 weeks alone with my dad," I said. It wasn't a good answer, but I didn't have one for Allie. I didn't know Allie's mom that well. I didn't know if anything she did ticked my dad off to the point where he would hit her like he had with mom countless nights for going out with the girls and spending time away from him. Staying quiet, Allie nodded and walked to the car. I glanced up the stairs and swallowed hard, my stomach tightening. I fucking hoped that he hadn't hurt her, because once he landed that first slap, punch, or kick, that man went off the rails and lost complete control. Allie rested her arm on the center console as I drove us to the nearest pharmacy to pick up Plan B. After pushing her glasses up her nose with her finger and gnawing on the inside of her lip, Allie finally turned to me. "What did you mean by this time?" I tensed and gripped the steering wheel harder. "What?" "After we had sex, you said that this time you'd take me to the pharmacy. Why?"
"Don't fuck this up, Jace. You're trying damn hard to get her to be comfortable with you." Instead of telling her that I had fantasized about her being pregnant like a fucking creep, I clenched my jaw, turned into the parking lot of CVS and parked in the back, where no loser from Redwood could spot my car and decide to come stalk us as we bought Plan B. "Because if we're going to have sex all the time, you can't go a day without taking your pill," I said, deciding on handling this situation in a dickish manner because it was what I did best. "You should get an IUD or one of those shots in your arm, or..."
"Or maybe you should wear a condom," Allie snapped from the passenger seat.
When I looked over, there was anger written all over her face, but at least it wasn't disgust. She crossed her arms over her chest and stared out the windshield at the beige siding of the building. After a few silent moments, she looked back at me.
"Is that really why?"
I stared at her for a few moments. It wasn't Allie's job to worry about contraception if I was the one who couldn't keep it in my fucking pants around her. I sucked on my bottom lip nervously as she continued to search my face for any trace of a lie. "No, that's not why." I got out of the car, stuffing my hands in my pockets and walking toward the entrance of CVS. The last thing I wanted right now was to lie to Allie or to have Allie think I was the biggest creep in all of Redwood. Allie shuffled out of the car behind me and hurried to keep up.
"My legs are short. Stop walking so fast."
She grabbed my hand to stop me, and it worked because Allie hadn't wanted to hold hands in public yet.
"I can hardly keep up with you."
Instead of pulling away like she usually did, Allie glanced down at our hands with her lips twitching up in a small smile and took a deep breath. I smiled down at her, my heart racing inside my chest.
"You want to hold hands?"
"Don't push it, Harbor."
She walked into the pharmacy, tugging me behind her, and headed straight to the feminine products and condom aisle. She stopped in front of the knockoff brands of Plan B and dropped my hand.
"Which one should we get?"
"Not the off-brand." I picked out the most expensive one they had because while I wanted Allie to have my babies one day, That day wouldn't be so soon. We had to finish high school, get away from this shitty town, and cut ties with my murderer father.
How about these two? I asked, taking some condoms from the rack.
Allie turned on her heel, smiled up at me, and plucked them from my hand.
Just one for tonight. I'll get an IUD soon.
She stood on her toes until she was inches from my face, grabbed my collar, and whispered in my ear,
"Because I love the way you feel inside of me."
I grasped her jaw and pulled her closer. "Do you like the way I feel inside of you, or the way I plug your tight little cunt up with my cum?" I asked her, a smirk making its way onto my face. Allie smirked cheekily at me and then kissed me. Fucking kissed me. In the middle of the aisle. Her lips felt soft and warm as they moved against mine, like they used to. It was like Allie was slowly starting to feel comfortable with me again and wasn't a pit of stress every time she saw me.
"Maybe a bit of both,"
she said quietly. She grabbed my hand again and headed straight for the candy aisle, grabbing some chocolate bars and a bottle of root beer.
"Movie night after dinner with me?"
she asked, batting her dark lashes at me. "Are we actually going to watch something?" I asked her, brow arched.
"Maybe,"
she said, giggling.
"Maybe not."
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.